This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. If he's elected governor, Michael Bennett says he would not appoint Jared Polis to replace him in the U.S. Senate. In a statement to CPR, Bennett said, quote, "It's never been my impression that Governor Polis wanted to head back to D.C." That statement also mentions Polis's decision to free former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters from prison early. Bennett says that is, quote, "utterly disqualifying." The other Democratic candidate in the primary race, Attorney General Phil Weiser, has also criticized the commutation of Peters. Walsenburg was shaken up by two small earthquakes over a 24-hour span. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the two small earthquakes just 3 miles southwest of the southern Colorado city. A 2.3 magnitude quake happened around 11:30 Sunday night. A second, slightly larger one shook the area around 6:30 Monday morning. Both earthquakes are considered weak by the USGS. USGS geophysicist Jessica Sagala says Colorado rarely gets earthquakes.
We don't have anything big like that, but you can pretty much get a magnitude 3 earthquake anywhere in the world. Again, like I said, it's kind of on the small side. We don't expect a lot of damage or any injuries.
The Walsenburg area has had a handful of small earthquakes since 2020. The Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says no assistance has been requested at this time. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And 90 bison were seized at a ranch in northwestern Colorado last weekend. The Moffat County Sheriff's Office says it worked with the Lay Valley Bison Ranch near Craig to remediate ongoing concerns over the care and conditions of the animals, but investigators determined that further action was needed to protect the animals' welfare. The ranch's owner is expected to face multiple charges of animal cruelty. This is CPR News and KRCC.